Because reading is what?
Fundamental.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Do You Read BTS? I'm Lisa.
And I'm D-Lizeth. Welcome back, guys.
So this week we did a Jin story, and it is called An Old Friend by your underscore Jagia91, and it is on Wattpad. So
we've actually... And by the way, the picture...
Yes, I've actually seen that picture for a couple of different stories, and I absolutely love it. Every time I see it, I love it. It just, he looks so good.
Yes, because it's, let me tell you, blonde hair Jin, okay, fire Jin, and this black hair, long hair Jin is everything.
It is. It definitely is. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be something if all of them went long hair? All of them!
I know, that would be really nice. And had it kind of like that wavy, wet look or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure what you call that, but...
Yeah, fluffy.
Fluffy.
Because if you watch the White House thing, all of them are growing their hair.
Yeah, I did notice that.
Jimin did cut his hair, but the rest of them are growing their hair.
I'm here for it.
Girl, all the way.
Here for it. Let's make these edits a reality.
Yes, because they be looking. Mm-hmm. And JK had a live today. I don't know if you know that.
No, I didn't. Girl, you know I don't know
Oh, well, JK had a live today, honey. This morning at 8 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
He had a live, and he was talking about how he be seeing stuff all the time. He was like, I see all y'all stuff.
See, this is why.
Yes. They be knowing, y'all. They be knowing.
Oh, Lord.
They might be listening. Hey.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Don't get shot now. Not June. They heard what you say.
Right. Hi. Can we talk about life, Namjoon, please? I need some help. I just want to work out some things.
Girl, you know he would give you the best advice in the world.
And a hug. If I could get a hug and some advice, yes. I think I might cry for like 3 years, but you know, it's fine.
It's girl. Fine.
Anyway, let's get into this story. Look, this is where the 30 minutes go be. Let's get into this story.
Okay, guys, at the beginning of this story, y'all know the girl. She is YSO. Her name is the girl to us.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl had a really good long relationship with Jin. So the backstory is that her and Jin grew up together. They lived in the same neighborhood. They was like neighbors. She was older than him.
Mm-hmm. She was like a year older. Years. Yeah.
Yeah, she was like 1 or 2 years older than him. So they lived in the same neighborhood or whatever. They grew up as like best friends, but she secretly loved him her whole life.
Which is anyway.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy because how you loved this man since he was 10, but you didn't tell him at all.
Didn't tell, and then got mad that he didn't know.
Yeah, like how was he supposed to know?
Girl.
All he knows is that you was his friend.
Right. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, so she was in love with Jin, so in love with Jin, but like during their senior year or whatever, they was like graduating and everybody was getting ready to, you know, go to college and all that good stuff. Jin asked his girlfriend, then girlfriend, to marry him, and she was heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
So her and Yugi moved to another town. It was like 4 or 5 hours away. And when they moved, they started to work at a dance company. Yugi like did like producing and all that good, still music stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she did, like, she was a dancer, she was a choreographer.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did was they did idol groups, but they mostly was girl groups, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the place called? Cat House?
Cat House, I think it was.
Cat something, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they worked at this place or whatever. And then she met Jimmy. And her and Jimmy became really, 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 really close. And he worked there too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
real quick, before you move further. So when they got these jobs, homegirl was still like really upset and hurt because she was also best friends with Yoongi. And mm-hmm. she ended up, they just packed up and left. They ain't tell nobody. They just bounced out.
They just left.
They ain't say nothing to nobody.
Yeah. So really at the beginning of the story, they talking about going to this reunion.
Right.
This 10-year reunion. And she was like, I'm not going. And he like, wow, why are you not going? Is this because of Jin? And she was like, yeah. So she'd still be having nightmares that night about Jin and everything. A whole 8 years later.
Okay. So I just didn't understand that. Because she was having horrible nightmares. Like, not getting sleep, waking up, screaming, crying.
In cold sweats.
From this man that doesn't even know that you loved him. Like, I don't quite understand. He said that he saw her as a sister and she was just crushed. And, like, after that. So, the way that they made the story, the story made it seem was that, like, something happened. And that's why she was just so scarred. But in all actuality, the reason why she felt some type of way is because he said that she was like his sister and she just was so crushed by that. But I don't, the extremes of her reaction to it just didn't seem to match.
It was weird because they was like really like that was her best friend,
right?
Even before Yoongi.
Right.
Yoongi was not even her best friend,
right?
It was Jin that was her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So they would sleep in this bed together. He would literally have his neck in a crook of like her arm and stuff. Like, they were super close.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't feel the need to tell him that, and y'all was that close?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you just never know what would have happened, but you know, whatever, young, okay.
Like,
so.
she should have been crushed if she would have told him that, and he was like, I'll see you that way. Then I can understand all this.
Right, but he didn't even know.
He didn't even know, y'all.
This whole time, so he didn't even know.
Yeah. So anyway, so he was like, Yoongi was like, you mean to tell me you don't want to go to this class reunion because of Jin? It's been 8 years. I know you still crushed, but you need to go. Maybe this will give you some closure. And she was like, well, I'm not going to go or whatever. She had already made up in her mind she wasn't going. So she went to work and she was working with like Jimin and like we're kind of talking to Jimin about it. And Jimin was like, well, Yoongi kind of told us, you know, why you didn't want to go, but it really don't make sense to me either. So why don't you just go, basically.
And they was like, hey, oh, by the way, Jin's not even going to be there. So
just
go and it'll be a good time. Because she was also like, yeah, somebody had told Hobie and Hobie told them because they was all close.
Yeah.
Too.
So Hobie put the class reunion together.
Mm-hmm.
So he must have been the class president.
Probably. I can totally see that.
Yeah. So Hobie put everything together, had already told Yoongi that Jin was not going to be there because he had this whole business thing. Because Jin was like all into like companies and businesses and all this stuff by now.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't supposed to even be there. So she decided that she was going to go, but with Jimin as her date. Now, Jimin is gay. And Yoongi is gay too, but Yoongi goes with Namjoon, which I love them in this story so much.
Right. It's really cute.
It's so cute the way they be talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So in the story, because it mentions it a million times, it talks about how Yoongi and the girl messed around a couple of times to solidify that Yoongi was gay.
Right, because he wasn't really sure. And they had messed around, and they messed around a couple of times just to confirm. And he was like, yeah, no, I definitely am gay. So I don't, like, and they were cool because they were good friends. So it was just like there was nothing
right
of it after
and
that.
she knew he was gay. She was just, you know, letting him do his thing. He needed to figure that out on his own.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, he figured that out. He got with Namjoon. Namjoon and him was together forever. Namjoon works there too at the agency. So he does the music part too. So they all work there together. And yeah, they just had like this beautiful relationship. And Namjoon was a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
So Namjoon would say stuff like, I'm mad. I'm the only person in the house that didn't get the pussy. Like, mm-hmm. this is not right. Like, I love it because he talk about it the whole time. He wanted her
bad.
The whole time.
Right. Even, yeah, that mess was funny.
Yeah, it was so funny. I loved it. So go ahead, Dave.
So they end up convincing, so that she ends up deciding, yes, I'm going to go to the thing with Jimin, to the reunion with Jimin. Yoongi's paid for like everything. He's got the room. He actually got her like an outfit so that she could go and all that good stuff. So they get there, they get, you know, to their rooms and they get dressed, ready to go. And she's looking like bomb, right? So she mm-hmm. goes downstairs. She's seeing people. They're like, oh my gosh, hey, everybody's like catching up. And it's just, it's like a good time. So there gets to be a point where she is going to go back up to the room. Or no, she went to the bathroom.
She went to
the bathroom. And then as she was coming out, she heard his voice. And then she saw the back of his head or the side of his face or something like that.
She heard all the people like gasping and like, it's like a bunch of commotion.
Mm-hmm. And realizes it's him and freaks out. So then she goes back into the bathroom and is like crying and shaking and
literally hyperventilating.
Yeah, having a full blown anxiety attack.
Yeah.
Over this man who doesn't know that she was in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
Just she's having a moment.
Yeah.
So Yoongi, or is it Yoongi or Jimin? I think it's Yoongi and or Jimin start looking for or trying to figure out where she's at, and they call her phone and she's like, I'm in the bathroom. They by this time have seen Jin and they're already knowing like, all right, we got to get our girl. So mm-hmm. Yoongi comes and gets her out the bathroom and is like, oh, hey, they end up running into Jin, and Jin is super excited to see them. He's like hugging all this other stuff. And he really, really, really wants to talk to the girl. Like, bad. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I just don't know. And Yoongi's like, I mean, just, like, have a conversation. It'll be fine.
Yeah, like, girl, go on.
Get out
of the elevator.
Yeah.
He's like, girl, go ahead and go over there and do what you got to do. You need some closure.
I'm tired of hearing about it. So, please, go talk to this man.
Mm-hmm.
So, she mm-hmm. go talk to this man. And he asking all these questions about why she left and why she ain't saying nothing and all this, this, and that. So they end up having this conversation. He's looking at her. She's looking at him. And he ends up kissing her. She freaks out again. She asks him, why did he do that? He gonna tell her because he wanted to. And then she had asked him something about like something. And he said he didn't know. So then she immediately freaked out and thought like, oh, this was a mistake, blah, 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 blah. And starts to leave again.
Mm-hmm.
He chases her down and eventually, because she's trying to go back to the room and she gets in the elevator and I guess Yoongi's there or somebody's there and they end up having the conversation again. Well, Yoongi's like, girl, go talk to him. It'll be fine. So they end up going to his suite, which is the presidential suite, because he owns the freaking hotel that they happen to be in.
Yep.
Homeboy's
loaded. I don't know why did nobody know that.
Right. Hope he's talking about something. He's not going to be here, but you knew he worked for this company, bro. You set old girl up, low key.
Yeah.
Low key. So
mm-hmm.
they end up having a conversation in his suite. And they're just kind of, she's kind of explaining to him like slowly as to why she left. And she's not really being completely, completely honest with him about it, but she's kind of saying like little stuff here and there. Is that the night that they had sex that first night?
Girl, they had sex that first
night. And it was good too.
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
good. Mm-hmm. And they passed out and they went to sleep. And she snuck out.
Snuck
She was like,
out.
oh my God, I cannot do this. He don't really mean this. I love him, but he always see me as a friend. This was a pity fuck. Bop, 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 bop.
Mind you, none of these words have been spoken to this man. This has all been in
Not
her head.
none.
This is nothing he said. This is nothing he's done. This is nothing that has actually been vocalized. This has all been happening inside her head. So she bounces. She leaves. She goes to Jim and it's like, hey, boo, I need to go home. I'm gonna get on a plane right now. We're gonna go. And she leaves. And she's they bounce and they go back to wherever they're from. They're working. Everything's fine. Whatever, whatever. But it's like weeks or months. Or it's like it's a
She dipped,
while.
got on that red eye, honey, and dipped.
Cried the whole way. Then. So they want to kind of talk about it, but they're like, well, this is kind of like a touchy subject, so we'll let it rest. But like, girl, you need to say something to your people because what are you doing right now? So Jimin convinces her that she needs to go talk to Yoongi because Yoongi's worried about her. Because they so her, Yoongi, and Namjoon all live together. So he's like, you need to talk to your boy. That's supposed to be your best friend, and you haven't even told him what's going on with you. You need to tell him. So she's like, all right, bet. So she, go ahead.
Oh, I was about to say, but meanwhile, we forgot to mention that Hobi was not liking the company because he worked for a dance company too. He a choreographer too. He didn't like the company that he was working for. And so now he's trying to work where they work at, and him and Jimmy got something going on.
Yeah, so him and Jimin met at the reunion and they was cool or whatever. And Jimin was like, oh yeah, we would try to see if we get him a little spot or whatever at the job. We'll see what's going on with that. So yeah, they start talking and all that too.
Yeah, so while they were at like back, she was back at the place and they was all working, and Jimin came in and he was like, oh yeah, I talked to the owner, and he's gonna go ahead and get J-Hope phone because before I get bought out. She was like, wait, what? Bought out? He was like, yeah, the company gets sold to somebody else, but they are like negotiating our contracts, and pretty much all of them are going to still be working there.
Right. So all this is happening. The girl ends up telling Yoongi what happened. Yoongi's like, I cannot believe y'all had sex, but that's, whatever. Why did he you just bounced and you guys haven't talked? And she's like, no. What am I supposed to say to him? What were we gonna talk about? He didn't want me, blah blah blah. And they're just it's she's spinning. So now the company gets purchased by it's called like
An
King. Yeah, it's
unknown.
like King something Entertainment. I think that's what they ended up naming it. They're going about things, whatever, whatever. They're doing rehearsals. And one of the days that they're doing rehearsals with the group, she hears this voice. And lo and behold, it is Jin. This man bought the entire company to
Bought the
talk
company.
to this girl.
How else was he gonna talk to her?
He did it to talk to her, to have a conversation with this girl. He bought a whole company. So, if y'all are being courted by somebody or somebody trying to talk to y'all, if they don't buy a whole company, they don't care about you. I'm kidding. That was extreme and it was very psychotic. But,
That's what she called him, psychotic,
yeah,
for
because, like,
buying a
who does
company.
that? Who does that? That's a big expense. But he had
Right.
it, so, it's fine.
Right, so they end up talking, and he end up telling her he don't see her as his friend, like he don't see her as a sister, like a friend like that. He used to, but now he see her more as a grown woman, like she's a different woman now. So now he liking what he's seeing. She telling him why she left, and she end up talking to him about why she left the town, like without talking. And yeah, basically telling him that she was in love with him. He asked her, are you still in love with me? Yep, sure is. And guess what? They got it on the mirror in the dance studio.
But so something that we forgot to mention too is that Jin was engaged and had and they had all found out that his engagement got canceled. So she ends up asking him like, what happened with your engagement? And he was like, I was so devastated when you left that, oh girl, I think her name was like Jaya or something like that, mm-hmm. fell away because she felt like I cared more about you leaving than I did our relationship, and she was right.
Yeah, she was right.
And so, you know, it didn't work.
That was what it was. So, you know, they end up having sex, and then he was like, after they didn't have sex the second time, he was like, let me take you out on a date.
I want us to go out. I want to treat you like a person, and I'd love to show you around. So, can we do
right,
it?
Right, right.
So, they end up going on a date. Well, they do eventually go on the date, but they have, like, some more sex before that even happens.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And then I love it because, like, she was trying to tell Yugi, like, Yugi was not with it. He was like, nope, you need to just not, like, in what y'all have and keep moving. But she was, like, scared to tell him, okay, by the way, you know, me and Jay have been hooking up. We still, you know, seeing each other. And he asked me out on a date. But before they could go on a date, they was having dinner at the house.
Right.
And he was like, she was like, oh, by the way, I invited Jen to dinner. He was like, what? And he was like, well, you know what? If you like it, I love it. So, you know, for the sake of you, I'm going to be cool with Jen. But if he break your heart, I'm going to break his nose, basically.
Well, the thing I didn't understand, I mean, I do understand it because, you know, sometimes you'd be on that, like, my friend hates you, so I do too. But he, like, where was the sense to be like, girl, okay. Because he was mad at Jen, like, Jen had done something.
Yeah.
Jen had no idea about none of this. So it's like, you mad about somebody who don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
I can't get over that.
Yeah, that was just weird. But I love Namjoon in the midst of that, because Namjoon was like, Yugi was like, no, she don't need to go out with him. And then Namjoon was like, babe. It's okay. She could go out with him. She do love him. So, you know.
Yeah, and she really did need closure because it was a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So, so there's a backstory that happens at some point where they're talking about past relationships and she's like, yeah, I was in this relationship with this really nice guy and everything was cool. But apparently, like, when I would be sleeping, I would, like, say your name, talking about Jen, and I would wake up in fear and all this other stuff. And so the boyfriend asked Yoongi, like, it was like, hey, who is this? Because the homegirl is really upset. And so he mentioned who he was, but didn't really give, like, a lot of details into who he was. So when she was ready to break up with him, he felt like it was already coming.
Mm-hmm.
But this man was terrorizing her life. Her right. whole life for 8 years.
8 whole years.
Unknowingly.
And he had been in past relationships too, but it just didn't work out because he just didn't love those girls like he thought he did.
Right. So Namjoon is a voice of reason and Yoongi's like, all right, bet he can come over. So she tells him, mm-hmm. hey, it's all good. And he shows up in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, she was like, okay, you can come. He was like, can I come in like an hour? And she was like, really? And he was like, yeah. And she was like, okay, I'm going to tell him you're going to be here. He was like, I'll be there in like 5 minutes. She was like, come on now. He was like, yeah, I'm in the neighborhood. And she was just like, okay, so let me just tell you so we can get stuff together. He was like, I'm already outside.
I've been just driving around waiting for you to tell me when I can come over. Like, you know what's so crazy? I'm like, a lot of the stuff that happened in the story is like low-key kind of crazy. But right. they made it work. But it's like, it's crazy a little bit.
Yeah.
So he comes over, he meets Namjoon, and him and Namjoon click so well. They're like the best of friends. They're having a great time, kicking it, whatever. Uh-huh. Yoongi and Jin are also communicating with one another, but it is a little bit more business related rather than their like friendship, even though they were also best friends at a point.
Right.
But they fell out because old girl was mad at him.
Uh-huh.
Just so much happened with them. It just was weird. But so they didn't really talk about the friendship or nothing like that. Like, it just never really,
Yeah, they just was just moving on.
Mm-hmm.
So as time go by, they end up going on this date. What date was it? What happened on this date? I can't remember.
I can't remember either. Where did they go?
They had a date.
They went somewhere because they were in shorts. They were at the...
Oh, they went golfing.
Putt-putt golf, yep.
Putt-putt golfing, yep. Ended up going putt-putt golfing because they kind of did that in the past or whatever, and they did it again. It was a whole scene. They had a lot of fun.
They made a bet. And then,
yep. Which was she had to strip for him. Mm-hmm. She had to strip for him if she lost. And I forgot his side.
I don't remember what his was. I think it was just like whatever she wanted he would have done, but she ended up losing, so.
Yeah, she ended up losing, so he was like, I want my dance. You gonna give me my dance. So they end up going to his place. So when they end up going to his place, he unlocked the door. He walked in. Guess what? His brother, which is Kim Taeyong, is getting head by Jung-Jung Cook.
Right. So, you know, this is the second story that we read that Tae and Jin were brothers, and I love that.
Oh, yeah.
I love them being brothers.
I've read a lot of stories of him, Tae, and Namjoon were brothers.
Yeah.
I literally read another one, like, literally just a while ago, where I told you about it. It's called Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did I tell you about it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was a story called Psycho, and JK was crazy, but he ended up killing Taya Angie.
Dang, that sounds crazy. Send me that story, girl.
Yeah, he was crazy. So he was just like going around killing people.
What? That don't even sound like your type of story. How you find that?
I know. I don't know. I just came up on it. But he was going around killing people because he was crazy. Because he had like this crazy, like grew up crazy. His mom was a prostitute. Did it end up not being his mama? And she sold him. And then,
oh my gosh.
She sold him. And then people was like, crazy doctor was like, to him and stuff like that, and then like and just doing experiments on him, and then he ended up getting out. But then he went and found this. He ended up going to the crazy house, getting out, killing his mama because it really wasn't his mama, and because she was abusive to him. And he ended up killing her, like going out in the woods, burying him. And then Jackson from GOT7 ended up knocking him over the head, figuring out who he was. Somebody lost who they was looking for. So he ended up being a millionaire that hit Jackson's daddy was like a partner with him, but they was into like crime and stuff like that. So he didn't end up even going to jail. And yeah, it was crazy, girl. It was crazy. But he was infatuated with this girl. And Namjoon and them kept messing with this girl. So he ended up killing Tae and Jin.
Dang. That's crazy.
It was a whole story. But then this girl on the other side, she was crazy, ended up going crazy too, because her daddy was trying to
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. That's a heavy trigger warning
girl,
story.
It was super heavy. Mm. It was super crazy and chaotic, but it was actually a pretty decent story. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, it was good. I don't even know how I stumbled it. Because, you know, like you said, that ain't even my type of story.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say about that. It's called Psycho on Wattpad, if anybody want
to
read it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go find that.
Yeah, you know I'm in a Texas reach these days, so.
Oh, somebody messaged us back and was like, I got it, thank you. So they about to do Texas speech on their story.
Oh, they did?
Story. Yeah.
Oh, how'd they figure it out?
I don't know. I didn't ask all that. I just said thanks.
Oh, okay. Because I had responded to something at one time. Anyway, so guys, if you don't know, text the speeches on Wattpad. So if you're a writer, use text the speech.
Yeah, so we have no idea how it works. We're not even sure what app or what software you have to use, none of that. But apparently it can be done. And when I tell you, it is a game changer for how we go through these stories, because we can just listen to them and do stuff. Not that you have to do it, because we'll still read, but you know, if you feel compelled, you know.
Right. It's helpful.
It is helpful.
It's very helpful.
Yeah.
Because I could be at work all day and just listen. Yep. I can't be at work all day and be reading.
Yeah,
you know
same.
What I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's definitely a game changer.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So anyway, back to the story.
Yeah, I don't even remember where we left off.
I just told y'all the whole story in the middle of the
story. All right, tell it a whole different story in the middle of a story.
Okay, so Jen walks in the house. Tay is getting hit by that's right. JK. And Jen flip out. He's like, you have a room.
Right.
And so they end up like they didn't even see her. Mm-mm. And she knew them because they all went to school together. Mm-hmm. But they didn't even see her. And they end up going their own way. She end up going in the room with Jen, giving that, you know, that good old strip tease. They end up getting it on. Mm-hmm. And then what else they?
So after they do all that, she ends up, they wake up and she ends up going into the living room area so that she can speak to Tay and JK. JK is facing her, like facing out so that he can see who's walking in, but Tay's back is to her. So as mm-hmm. she's walking up, JK's eyes are getting big because he's like, Nuna? And so then when Tay hears that, he turns around and sees her face. It is just like, oh my gosh, because Jen said, I think at this point they were boyfriend and girlfriend. Jen had told them something about I'm with my girlfriend or something like that. So Tay was like, this is you're Jen's girlfriend. She's like, yeah, you know, that's my boo, whatever, whatever. He's like, that's crazy because, you know, I just always thought like, I think JK was like, oh, I thought he looked at you like his little sister. And she just started spinning all over again. And
it was so cringe.
This story low-key gave me anxiety.
Yeah.
Oh man!
But every time they said, "Oh, I thought he looked at you like his sister," it was like she was like, "Oh," like she cringed every time she heard that.
And she always had her thoughts were always immediately, "He doesn't want to be with me. He doesn't think I'm this. He doesn't think that." Blah blah blah. After he's like expressed to her over and over again that he wants to mm-hmm. be with her, but right. she couldn't help it. So,
she was getting on my nerves,
girl.
About that.
Same. So they're like, you know, warm welcomes, hugs, all that good stuff, kicking it. Everything's cool. They're going through things, whatever, whatever. I'm gonna flash forward to the when they're at the studio and she ends up going to the hospital. Is that too far? Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, that's great.
Okay. So she is in the studio. She's teaching the dance to the group that she works with, and she ends up like passing out, but she never gains consciousness again. So they end up taking her to the hospital. Everybody's freaking out. Don't know what's going on. So the doctor ends up telling her that she miscarried. She didn't even know she was pregnant. She's on birth control. Uh-huh. She was taking it. She didn't want to be pregnant. She's like, if I have to be pregnant, that means I can't dance. And I don't want to not be able to dance for that long. All this other uh-huh. stuff. So she's like relieved or whatever. Jen ends up coming in the room and the doctor's like, yeah, I'm really sorry, you know, for your loss. And he's like, well, what are you talking about? So they end up telling him about the miscarriage. He uh-huh. looks at her face and is like, wow, she looks really relieved. Like, that's kind of messed up. But he's kind of a little bit like hurt by it. She ends up going home, everything, and they end up talking about it. And she's like, mm-hmm. I'm being completely honest with you, bro. I don't want kids right now. Like, I low key want to get my tubes tied.
Right. Like, looking up the information to get her tubes tied.
Cause she's like not
I
with
feel
it.
Feel like that was a bit extreme at that point, though.
I mean, if she didn't want kids, you know, I mean, she ended up wanting kids in the future.
But she didn't, she wasn't even completely sure then that she did not want to have kids. She just did not want to be pregnant at that time.
That's true. And you know what's really funny about it? This is so funny. The alternative to I don't want kids is, instead of it being like, maybe we should just use condoms, was
right.
I'm going to just get my tubes tied.
Right. I mean, there was so many options.
There were so many options, but it just never got there. But, so they have that whole conversation. He's upset about
it. She wanted
it.
That raw dick.
I mean, safe sex people, but like, honestly, let's just be real. Let's be real.
It feel better.
It feel different. It feel different. It feel real different. It feels amazing.
Girl, like, a whole lot better.
Yeah, it's just, it's, it, all right. Yeah. So,
yeah, I mean, we all grown here. Yeah.
It's different. But like, safe sex, make sure everybody's tested, all that good stuff. But like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's different. So they end up having the conversation. It's looking like they're going to break up because he's like, well, I want kids in the future. And she's like, I'm not really compelled, like I could do without, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And so they end up getting to the point of it where it's not that she doesn't want to have kids, she just doesn't want to have kids right now, where she's going to be like quote unquote inconvenienced, and meaning that she would have to like stop working and not be able to do stuff, all that stuff. So he's like, here's a compromise. Instead of, hey babe, I'll just wear a condom, he's like, hey babe, I'm gonna get a vasectomy. They can reverse it. They can reverse it. So it's a win-win for us both. When we're ready,
yeah, like,
we'll just get it reversed, and then boom, we'll have some kids. She's like,
right, like, sounds like a plan. It was a beautiful thing, because what made it okay, it was a bit drastic, you know, like I said, it was a bit drastic, because like you said, they could just use a condom. However, it was beautiful because he was willing to do that for
right
her.
For her, right. And I don't want to be like cavalier and saying like, yes, if you just use a condom you can't never get pregnant, because obviously that does happen to people, but like,
yeah,
there's steps before surgeries.
Yeah,
yeah. But you know, that's where they're
at. He also was sweet, because she could have had her tubes tied and had it reversed as well. However, it would have took her twice as long to recover,
right,
than him.
Because his was, what, like 2-3 days?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was like, we'll do that instead, and then everything will be good. And she's like, bet, that sounds like a plan. And they do.
So I have a question, mm-hmm. and it may be stupid, but I legit don't know. When a man has a vasectomy, do he still come?
So, I don't know.
I wonder, do you just be sitting there, you come, but you don't have nothing to come out?
I don't know. You know, I'm about to look, because I honestly don't know.
I really want to know that, because, honey, if that's the case, I don't even want it. I need that.
Let me see. I'm about to Google this right now. I have to know, because I was thinking about that, too, and I was like, I probably should have looked this up before, and I was like, oh, I'll just check it. Hold on. I feel like they still, no, maybe they don't. Maybe it's just like,
you just be letting air. How would you feel about that?
So they are able to, so it looks like they are able to ejaculate, because they still are able, wait, hold on. Okay, that's what I thought. So they are still able to ejaculate, because they still make semen, but their semen doesn't have sperm. So the sperm,
okay.
You know, because like sperm comes from the testes, all that stuff, but that's, yeah, cut off, but they still make semen. So
okay,
they're still,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, so they still have goo. They just don't have swimmers, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what if they couldn't? What if they just didn't have no cum?
I would not like that.
I would not like
it. It wouldn't do it for me. It wouldn't do it for me at all. That's like, that's like the whole point. It's like the little prize at the end of the game. You're like, woo! I won! Here's my prize. Thank you.
Oh, so funny.
So
okay. Sorry. Back to the story, y'all. Sorry.
So yeah, so they get past that. Everything's good. They're going through they're just going through their lives. Everything is doing well.
All I know is they end up just like living their lives, living a good life. The group, the idol group that they that they were talking about end up being very successful and doing well. It was a whole story about that idol group too, but
yeah, there was some story with that, but I mean, but
yeah.
So they end up, things are going well. Everybody's like, so Hobie and Jimin are like together. Everything's going well with that. Tae and JK are engaged. They're about to get married. Yoongi and Namjoon are doing well, and Jin and the girl are doing well also. So as time is going on, everybody's just doing good in their business lives and their personal lives. And now it's a year later, and Jin and Old Girl have been together for a year. So Jin has this whole thing planned out of what he's going to do for her gift. And she's like, shit, I completely forgot it's our anniversary, but I'm act like I didn't forget that it's our anniversary. So she gets a new little outfit. She gets all cute because she wanted to make sure she looked good for her man. And yep. She does that. So Jin rents this huge limo, like gets this limo. Yoongi and Namjoon are all dressed up. They escort her into the limo. While they're in there, they're popping champagne, talking, whatever, whatever. Yoongi proposes to Namjoon. Namjoon says yes. It's a cute moment, whatever, whatever.
It is a cute moment.
Super cute. They get out the car. They go to this place, and they're, like, walking. And she sees Hobie. Hobie takes all of her stuff and bounces. Uh-huh. And they're walking, and her and Yoongi are walking up, like, a hill. As they're getting up, he's, like, talking to her. He's like, hey, girl, you sure you love this man? Because I know he loved the mess out you, but I just want to make sure you good. And she's like, uh-huh. Yeah, that's my boo. I love him. I'm going to stick beside him.
Yeah. And- yeah, because she was like, I'm the happiest I have ever been in my life.
Right.
Like, the happiest I've been.
Yeah, he's like, cool, 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 cool. Glad you said that. She looks over and Jin's like standing at the bottom and it's Yoongi. I mean, it's Jimin, JK, Tae, like all the homies are there, right?
So yeah, they're at the beach.
Yeah, so she walked down there to see Jin. She's excited, happy. Namjoon has like this little folder in his hand. She's like, what's going on, guys? I don't know what we're doing. And Jin's like, hey, girl, I was going to propose, but I'm not doing that no more. And she automatically is like, oh crap, why not? What's happening? He's like, no, chill, girl. I just want you to be my wife. Like, we're not going to do the little engagement thing. It's cute, but like, uh-huh. I just want to get married. I just want to be with you. I only want you, blah, 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 blah. She's like, oh my gosh, I love you so much. They sign their little papers. They get married. They're married.
Right. So they flash forward again, and it's pretty much talking about how they have been doing well. They've been together for like 2-3 years now, and she said she was just like done being selfish. And they was like, I don't know where they was at. I don't know if it was their anniversary again or something was happening. They was in like this little area, the secluded area, and she was just like sitting outside, you know, watching the sun come up and all that good stuff. Jin comes outside and she tells him, you know, she ready to have that baby.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, are you serious? And she was like, yeah, like, we got everything we need. I love you. And now I want a family. And so she ended up getting pregnant. This is like an epilogue by now.
Mm-hmm.
And so she ended up having a little girl. And this is like when she like 17.
Yeah, they flash forward.
Yeah, like so they grown. Mm-hmm. Like it was a grown. Like they even had the smut scene when they was grown.
Right.
So she ended up wanting to go on a, the little girl wanted to go on a date, and she ended up going on a date with
Jimin and Hobie's
Jimin and
kid.
Hobie's son, right? Mm-hmm. It was his son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she ended up going on that date, and it was like, oh, we got this a long time now. And they end up getting it on in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
That's pretty much.
That was pretty much it. They live happily ever after.
Mm-hmm. So what did you think about the story?
I thought this story was so cute, full of fluff, full of smut, and I liked it. I wish it had a little more drama in it, but I wasn't really mad that it didn't have a lot of drama in it either.
Yeah, I feel like what it was missing in drama, it made up for in smut.
Right, that part.
Yeah.
Because, y'all, when I tell y'all, it's full of smut.
Mm-hmm.
Detailed smut, too.
Mm-hmm.
How I did, though, love the Yoongi and Namjoon relationship.
Yes, I thought it was so cute.
It was so good. Like, I can read another story with just them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the author had just wrote them out so well.
Yeah, I told her, too. I was like, hey, girl, we're reading another one of your stories.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know I talk to her, like, pretty regularly.
Girl, I didn't even know who wrote the story. I just thought it was good.
It's the girl, remember the one that wrote New Neighbor?
Oh, yeah. That's why it's so good.
Yeah, this is who wrote it. So I was like, hey, we're reading a story of yours again. She's like, okay. And then I looked and I was like, dang, we just read another one of her stories too recently.
Oh, we did?
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people recommend them. So, and this was on our list. So, you know,
yeah,
this is where we're at. But
how'd you feel about it?
I like the story. I agree with you in saying that, like, I kind of wanted more drama, but I didn't need it because, like, the smut was enough, and I feel like there was enough going on in the story that it was fine. Because you did have those outside stories kind of developing as well, Even though we didn't really mention it, even with the girl group having their own little like inner turmoil was kind of cool. To kind of add more to just the surrounding parts of the story to make it kind of one big picture.
Yeah.
I like that part about it. I was irritated that old girl never chose to vocalize things a lot with him. But I appreciated the fact that he was so patient with her and really like, he was patient with her and allowing her the time to freak out for a little bit and then was like, hey, girl, come back to me and get out your head.
Yeah, he was like, you talking out loud? He kept saying, you talking out loud?
Yeah, you talking out loud, so come on.
Yeah, and she kept running, so he was like, don't run, just don't run no more. Like,
this is what I was going to tell you. Why all the Jen stories, the girls be running from him?
Don't they be running now?
They be running from this man always running from this man. He just want to be loved,
right?
I wouldn't run from Jen,
right? Because honey, the velvet room too.
Yeah, running. She went to a whole nother country, continent, low key. Because I think they was in the U.S. and she went all the way to like France or something.
Yeah,
homegirl was traveling to get away from this man.
And all Jim want to do is love these women.
That's it. That's all he wanted to do, was just love on them and be with them. But yeah, I just thought that was funny because I was like, here's another story where they just be running from him.
But I liked the
story. I thought it was really cool. There were some parts of it that I was like, wow, that's crazy, but that's romantic in a story way. If it happened in person, I would be like, so restraining order or what are we doing? Because what?
Right.
But that was cool. I thought it was cool. So for our next story, we're either doing, what are we doing, Namjoon or Tae? Did we decide Namjoon?
One of them.
So we'll be posting a little voting so you can vote. There's going to be three stories. You can vote on which story we should read next. All three will either be a Namjoon or a Tae story, or I might mix them in there and we'll see just who picks what. And then whatever story that the majority picks, we'll read that story and review it next. We're going to do a lot of the stories like that just so that we can get through our list. We recently just organized our list, took things off that have been taken down. We've those things we couldn't find anymore, we took those off. So our list is a little bit more manageable. So yes. I say all that to say, if you guys want to send in recommendations, you still can. You can send them to us at doyoureadbts@yahoo.com. You can always send us a DM either through Instagram or TikTok. You can always hit us up on Twitter. We're not really super active on there, but you can still do it. And we will add them to the list. Yeah. That's all I got.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.